As the sun rises in the east, you're filled with awe at our Creator and of the many wonders He has made. What an opportunity we're given to explore the outdoors with others, building relationships with them that will last an eternity. Join us now as we explore the numerous ways to use time on the Trail to Adventure to bring others into a relationship with the One who spoke the creation into existence. Here now is Jerry Calouet, the host of God's Great Outdoors.
All right, Jerry Calouet, God's Great Outdoors, and we're here in Ohio with some visitors that have come from Wisconsin, people that we've had the pleasure of being able to spend years and years with up in Canada at Rushing Wind, the retreat center that has seen so many lives changed and affected through a relationship with Jesus Christ and the creation that was spoken into existence by our God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The owner of that facility, Arnie and Dee Wolf, with us as we are speaking, but Arnie Wolf is here, and he's got his grandson as well, Aiden, and we're going to be talking about a special ministry beyond what takes place in Canada because of the fact that we can do ministry wherever we're at, and Arnie really lives in Wisconsin. Welcome here to Ohio, where the Buckeyes live. Thanks for being here on God's Great Outdoors.
Thank you, Jerry. It's good to be here once again. And to the listening audience, I'm sure that what we have to share with you today will get you thinking, especially if you're up in north central Wisconsin.
And your grandson, Aiden. Aiden, welcome to God's Great Outdoors.
Thank you as well for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
And a little nervous about being on the radio for the first time. Arnie, you're an old hat with this. Mainly, we're looking at changing lives for eternity because of the fact that we are terminal. Every one of us will eventually die, and you are either going to be in the presence of the Lord or you're going to be separated from God forever. And the whole thing about ministry is to bring people into that relationship with Jesus Christ so they can be in that presence. Some things going on up there in Wisconsin over the years, beyond what you were doing in Canada, and pretty exciting. You've had a ministry up there for some time. You could talk about that if you would.
Yeah, Jerry, some of the offshoots that happened because of Rushing Wind in Canada, though, was wintertime ministry back home, and we just kind of adopted the name Rushing Wind USA, out of which has grown a couple other ministries. I guess the main focus here is that no matter who we are, God can use us no matter what we're doing, and using God's Great Outdoors, not just necessarily the name, but God's creation. Many souls have come to know Jesus just through us being out in that wilderness.
Well, the thing that we're looking at is with Rushing Wind, it was about fishing, fly-in remote Canadian adventure. For some people, it was another thing in their bucket list that they always wanted to do, go to a fly-in and go to Canada too. There in Wisconsin, you're taking these young people out and they're getting the opportunity to do some hunting. And in some cases, they've never hunted before.
Yeah, that is so true. We were getting, because of the new law passed several years ago in Wisconsin, the DNR recognizing the fact that we were losing license holders for deer hunting, especially, but also fishing, made the DNR look at something which allowed us to become mentors to 10-year-old kids and get them all excited in the outdoors with hunting, especially. And that produced the first Rushing Wind USA event. And it's increased even into another ministry, which is called Five Seasons. And out of that came another ministry just recently called Serve Local. So if you get on something like that, you just don't know where the Lord is going to move you to. And with what group of people for that next ministry, it can blossom and produce fruit faster than a lot of trees that we have around here.
What you're talking about might be a little foreign to some people, like people we're here in Ohio, where, I mean, a young man or woman can get a hunting license at 6 or 7 years old to hunt deer. But in the state of Wisconsin, you can't start hunting deer or maybe hunting at all until you turn 10. So that became a clear focus on a certain age.
When you do a team event like that and you got a lot of kids around and mentors around, the safest things to do is kind of limit it to the 10-year-olds who have been trained well, even at home by their parents, how to handle a gun, how to shoot a gun. Whether that's rifle season for deer or the spring, we moved into a turkey hunt with our youth, and it went very well. In fact, my grandson Aiden, who's sitting beside me, got to go on a mentored hunt and got his first tom.
Well, first tom, and a lot of folks like to take turkey, wild turkeys, that is, and deep fry them, as well as those that do it with domestic turkeys. And that tastes so good, and that reminds me that my wife Cindy is standing by to share today's recipe. Folks, do send in your recipes, how you prepare the wild fish, game, or plants you harvest. Let us know who it is you're spending time in the outdoors with, what kind of activity it is you like to do, and we'll get you a copy of Steve Chapman's book, Outdoor Insights, for that recipe. And we'll be right back after Cindy shares this.
Now, friends, if you are looking for some of the best wild game and fish recipes to savor the experience of your family's time of field or stream, we've got the cookbook for you. Steve Chapman, author of A Look at Life from a Deer Stand, and his wife Annie have teamed up to write The Hunter's Cookbook. This book is packed with over 200 recipes to turn wild meats and fish into mouth-watering meals. Also scattered amongst the pages are Steve's family's hunting and fishing stories to read while cooking, and Steve Chapman's hand-sketched drawings to complement the stories and recipes too. The Hunter's Cookbook by Steve and Annie Chapman is on our website store at ggoutdoors.org, or call us here at 937-698-3656 to order over the phone. And would you please like us on Facebook at God's Great Outdoors Radio? Remember Genesis 9:3, everything that lives and moves will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything.
We're back, Jerry Calouette, God's Great Outdoors, and again with Arnie Wolf and his grandson Aiden. And Aiden, talking about the fact that you got your first turkey this year. At the same time, you're one of those young people that originally got mentored in this program that your grandfather's talking about.
We were sitting about in my uncle's land in a tree stand. A first doe, actually it was a 2-point buck, was standing 35 maybe yards away. So I kind of lined up the shot and shot it.
Well, it wasn't just something the first time you'd picked up a gun. I know that part of the program that has been established is to make sure that every young man or woman that's involved, because there's mentors for both men and women, learn how to shoot correctly and handle the gun. I think there's some details on the guns not even being in the kids' hands until the animals come in. Arnie, you can give us the details on all of that.
Yeah, that is one of the safety precautions the DNR has out there, and we implement it as tightly restricted as we can. The mentor always walks with the gun. The mentor always handles the gun up in the tree stand until there is motion out to where they may think a deer might be coming in. Then the gun is given over to the youth. When the deer comes in close enough, the mentor makes sure that that safety is on all up until the time that a shot is being taken. And we're very strict about gun safety. It's one of the protocols we have set aside, whether it's rifles or whether it's shotguns for turkeys or clay pigeons and all that. It's one of the things that we teach is that safety. And the other thing, we always try to get as much involvement with the DNR, the local officials who actually will come out and talk to these youth. And surprisingly enough, you would think, well, when the DNR officer shows up and he's all in his garb and all holstered up and whatever, the kids would run the other direction. But that's not the case, Jerry, and the audience needs to know that we teach respect for the law that has been set by the DNR, and those officers, they come in dressed, like I said, in all their garb, and they have the potential of almost winning those kids over to their corner. The kids want to talk to authority.
Well, that's important, and that leans right into the fact that you're teaching them the fact that we're all under some authority, everyone, even our president of the United States. We're all under the authority of God, whether we understand that or honor that or not. And that is the whole thing about this program is you're using the tool of hunting and fishing and outdoor activities to get into their lives, but you're trying to share with them their need for a relationship with the Creator, God Himself, Jesus Christ.
That is so true. And if it wasn't for that input into that ministry about always sharing Jesus Christ at any or all of our events, there is no reason for us to be doing these events whatsoever. We have the potential. Jerry, you actually know one of the individuals that was one of our first people that shot a deer on that first hunt years ago is one of our mentors today. So that's always the hope, that what we do with our youth will be carried on to the next generation and to the next generation, and not just about hunting and fishing and those sort of things, but to actually be prepared to share the gospel, whether in the tree stand or it's on the ground or all the while we were getting our kids ready for this. People need to know Jesus because it's the only way to heaven, and that's what we're out to share.
And that individual that you're talking about really has an eye on the individuals that you allow him to mentor, and we just give God the glory and praise and all of that. We're going to learn more about what's going on now up there, Arnie, recent events, but we need to take one more break. We'll be back after this.
Since July 6, 1996, God's Great Outdoors Radio and Ministry has been on the air to help listeners win others to the Creator God, Jesus Christ. The program is made possible because of the financial help of our listeners, and for this help we are truly blessed.
What if there was a recreational ministry that targeted all students, regardless of age or physical ability? Well, there is. Center Shot Ministries is an archery program that shares the love of Christ while teaching the fundamentals of target archery. This is a proven and successful archery instruction that can even be done inside your church. Center Shot engages the students for Christ and develops their skills in archery. Check out their website at centershotministries.org or call 920-634-5978.
Polestar Outdoors is a nonprofit Christian organization whose sole passion is to come alongside young people and, by utilizing the outdoors, help guide them through life. We use hunting, fishing, camping, hiking, and competitive shooting to try to impact the students of this generation. For more information, go to our website at polestar-outdoors.org or call 307-254-4179.
We're back. Jerry Calouette, God's Great Outdoors, again here in Ohio with some cheeseheads from Wisconsin. Arnie Wolf, who, again, you've heard on the program a number of times about Rushing Wind Retreat Center and the ministry that they do. There's something new going on, and he's here with his grandson, Aiden. Aiden, you've had the chance with your grandfather to see ministry take place. Is there something that you can think of that has really touched your heart in what you've watched in the years that your grandfather has ministered to other people?
There was a time when I came to tears when I was around eight. He preached a sermon and it got me thinking. And then so I went to talk to him and I said, I don't think I'm saved. So 10 minutes or so after the sermon, I gave my life to Christ.
Well, that's monumental, and that's really what it was all about. So we do appreciate the fact that you were willing to share that with everybody in and around on the radio today or the internet. Arnie, there's more that we're hoping will come to Christ in that same way. I had a call from somebody that wanted to start doing some ministry up there, and me not being close and you being there, I passed them on to you, and you can wind up telling the listening audience about some opportunities that are going to be taking place in Wisconsin in the years ahead until the Lord comes back.
Yes, Jerry, I want to just thank you. I would love to tell the listening audience just how these events unfolded. There's a couple up there west of Phillips, Wisconsin, by the name of Bob and Tammy Brandt. And they got a hold of you, Jerry, with what they wanted to do. Being that we were so close, almost in their backyard, even, I call it that, because we're only 100 miles from them to the south in Chile, Wisconsin. So, and they sent us an email. And in that email, Jerry, they told us what their focus would be. And they used the word, they were dedicating their property, their possessions, and all that they owned, as well as themselves, to the Lord and for His glory. And when Dee and I read that email on a Saturday, we called immediately and see if we could meet with them. And we were there on Monday morning because we were excited for them. And we didn't know that they got all that excited that we were answering their call real quick. And we spent the day together and looking at things and praying and sharing visions and stuff like that. And that got us into now what is happening. They are calling this place the Master's Handiwork, Northwoods Refuge. We are holding a dinner there on September 18th at 4:30 in the afternoon. That's 18 miles west of Phillips. And you can call Bob and Tammy Brandt, and that phone call will get you right through to the premises, which is that is being held on. And that number is 715-332-5647. Let me repeat that. It is 715-332-5647. They would be excited to hearing from you. It's going to be an evening dinner. We'll be out in a tent. Larry Guthrie is going to be one of the speakers besides myself. But what they... Bob and Tammy are looking for right now is people to come alongside this ministry and really get it off the ground. They're focused on youth and mentorship and discipleship and some of the things we intend to do. Bob loves to teach on the outdoors and in different events and do workshops and then do a hands-on right out in the woods, whether it's hunting. There's a private lake there. We can do some fishing. We're going to do foraging, beekeeping. There's just a lot of things that are out there that I believe and we believe as a team that the youth need to know and understand for the future.
And Arnie, I want to emphasize the thing to understand is you're not just looking for guys. There may be some ladies that want to take part because this ministry is being used with both men, with both boys and girls learning to do outdoor things, enjoying the creation. All can be impacted by the love of God for us, done for us through His Son, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is so true. And I'm just hoping that the ministry can be developed a lot by folks around the area. And as Jerry said, this is not just about guys. We've actually had girls on and ladies, wives on board already helping in some of the areas to really get this place all opened up and ready for the September ministry and that dinner. And then beyond that, looking ahead at this 240-acre tract of land that's being totally dedicated. So get your call in, and we will have your name on board. Food will be provided if you want to bring a dish to pass for those from the area. You will be fed well. We've got a fella coming in that's actually going to do a big roast of pulled pork and beans and buns and whatever else. It's going to be an outdoor cabin-type feeling out in the woods under a tent. So I'm looking forward to meeting many of you there.
Meal and with a free will offering as well, so you don't have to worry about packing a lunch or a dinner. And you want to look at this as an opportunity to learn about doing outdoor ministry and getting involved yourself. Arnie, we appreciate the fact that, first of all, you guys came down here to Ohio to visit us, this short little trip that you took. We appreciate the fact that you were willing to share with all the listeners about what God's doing up there in your area. Thanks so much for being on God's Great Outdoors.
Anytime, Jerry. I love it. Just believe that's what the Lord is calling us to do, to be ready in season and out of season. And that doesn't mean hunting seasons only. That means all seasons. So again, Jerry, it's just a great honor to be with you sitting here in your office, sharing with the folks out there that need the word, whether it comes by radio, by television, read your Bible, but stay alert. The Lord's on His way.
Amen. And Aiden, thank you for all the sharing that you did with us as well.
I want to thank you, Jared. It's been a pleasure being here.
Here's a My Biggest Hunting Blunder from God's Great Outdoors. High in the Colorado Mountains, Ken Beck, the owner of the Black Widow Bow Company, remembers a hunt that left him suffering from the effects of exposure. With the September weather edging into the fall season, the quaking aspens were just starting to turn into their autumn yellow. The primary objective on this wilderness adventure was a chance at bringing down a bull elk. But in the evenings, Ken would slip down to the edge of an alfalfa field to try his hand at the mule deer that came there to feed. Arising very early every morning, hiking up and down the ridges, and dining for over a week on camp food, Ken says, "I was not eating well. At noon, I was digging through the picked-over pantry cooler. I found a container of grape juice concentrate everyone else had overlooked, so I mixed it up. Well, it tasted mighty good. Too good, I'm afraid, because I probably overdid it and drank too much." That evening, on the walk to the alfalfa field, Ken suddenly started to experience a distressful feeling in his lower digestive tract. Feeling like two huge bull elk fighting for control of a harem of cows, the intestinal activity brought an abrupt halt to Ken's advance. Ken felt one of the bulls had lost the fight and was on a hard run to escape. Quickly placing his bow and hunting gear down, Ken heeded nature's call out in the middle of the open sagebrush flat. In this awkward situation, hunkered down among the low sage bushes, Ken spied a nice little 4x4 muley buck feeding his way. Why not try for a shot, he thought, so slowly Ken reached for his bow and knocked an arrow. By this time, the buck was feeding behind some taller sage just 20 yards away. His only shot required rising to a standing position. Being somewhat self-conscious of his exposure, which in turn affected his concentration, Ken continued, "Flustered, I shot at least a foot over that buck's back. I had to chuckle at the whole thing and how silly I must have looked, but the buck never did see me, even as white as my lily-white skin was." Ken may have missed the mark on that hunt, but one hunting trip he didn't miss out on was the hunt for eternal life through Jesus Christ. You also can find success in this ultimate of hunts, the one for eternal salvation. For a free booklet, contact us here at God's Great Outdoors by mail, phone, or email. We'll send Hunting for a Father by Russell Thornberry.
Did you enjoy that story? Do you know that you can get that story and 63 others in the book Hunting Blunders and the One That Got Away? Something that you can use yourself as a devotional, or you can get copies to give to those that God has placed on your heart that you know need to have a personal relationship with the Creator in the creation they love to enjoy. You can order copies through our web store at ggoutdoors.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-877-TALK-GGO. This book can make a difference in someone's life. Why don't you contact us and get a copy today?
We'd like to send to you a free Should Man Hunt? What Does the Bible Say? Bookmark, so you can see what the scriptures say on this topic. To get this great witnessing tool for those outdoorsmen in your life, email us at ggoutdoors@aol.com.
Well, friends, we've reached a milestone with God's Great Outdoors. As of July 6, 2021, we have now gone into our 25th year of program production of the radio ministry God's Great Outdoors. It is our sincerest hope and prayer that something that we have done over the years, one of our guests, topics that we have addressed, ideas that we have given out to you, have helped in some way for you to reach out to people in your sphere of influence, your trail to adventure, as we would say, as you're doing things in God's creation, recreating in the outdoors, that have helped you be able to share about the Creator God, Jesus Christ, with those people who you love and want to see come into the kingdom, but don't know the God that has spoken everything into existence, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. If in some way we have helped you over the years, or maybe you're just a new listener, we'd love to hear from you and find out what it is that we have done, said, or presented that made a difference in your life, your walk, your journey, in your everyday time out in the great expanse of God's creation. And would be willing to share that with us so that we can be blessed to hear that great report. Thank you. We know many of you have been devoted listeners for the whole 25 years, and we will continue to do this as long as the good Lord allows. We look forward to hearing from you and hearing what God is doing in your life in God's Great Outdoors.
We'd love to hear how God has spoken to you. Email us at ggoutdoors@aol.com. I'm John Skillman, inviting you to always consider how to make wise use of your time in God's great outdoors.